Now, survival expert and former SAS trooper Bear Grylls is back with a brand new show. It is called Celebrity Bear Hunt, in which Bear Grylls puts 12 celebrities through their paces in a series of jungle challenges in Central America. The Netflix show is hosted by Holly Willoughby and it features a bear pit where Grylls quite literally hunts down celebrities in a game of cat and mouse. Among the 12 celebrities who've signed up for this latest Bear Grylls challenge is our very own tip woman and former Saturdays member, Aduna Healy.
Yay! Hey, Laura.
You're very welcome along to the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy that you're in with us this morning. And when I saw your name on the lineup, we were just immediately like, oh my God, get Una in ASAP because I want to talk to her. Oh. Una, I'm going to like say what everybody's thinking. Like, what in the name of God made you sign up for Bear Grylls Bear Hunt?
Oh, you know what? It's kind of, it's the challenge and the unknown because like, this is the first of its kind. It's like, Netflix have never done a celebrity reality game show before. You know, it's the first one. So it's not like I could look back at footage from other, seasons.
Guinea pigs.
Where were the guinea pigs? We're first, so I was like, you know what? Why not? Yeah, you only live once. It's an amazing experience. Get to go to Costa Rica, hang out with all these other really cool people, get Bear Grylls chasing us in a bear pit, be put to our paces. And, you know, I was like, why not?
I feel like, Una, with you though, that's like your mentality for everything, which I love and adore. It's just like, but sure, why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm well
actually, I did get the call. So it's like they were casting and then like, you know, they probably had like Zoom calls with like loads and loads of people. So I had the call back in November 23. And then I was like, when I had it, I was like, my management said to me, they were like, would you be interested in doing it? And I was like, I really don't know. This sounds really scary. And I said, like, the scariest part of it for me would be being apart from the kids for such a long time, because potentially you're there for a month, you know?
It's a long
now, this
time.
Was, it happened 9 months ago. So I could have had a baby in between now and then. You know what I mean? I go, literally. So yeah, it was back in May. But that was in November. And then Christmas came and went. Then it was January, February. And I was like, clearly didn't get the call. But in April last year, it was like, is your passport in date? You need to go across to London tomorrow to get your jabs and do your fitness test. And you're going to be out in Costa Rica in 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, so it's so last minute as well. So I was like, okay. But thankfully, I was like really prepared, like physically, because like I love going to the gym and keeping fit. And then I just I felt mentally ready for it. And I said to the kids, now, come on, be honest. How would you feel about me being away? And they're like, what do you mean? For what? What is it? And I said, it's for Netflix. And they were like, oh my God, you have to do it. You have to do it. Like, and then, and Bear Grylls, and Tig loves Bear Grylls. So I was like, they were like, please do it. Like, you know, go on, mummy. So like, I had them behind me. So I was like, okay, I'm definitely doing it. I'm doing it for them. Doing it for myself as well, to like, you know, kind of test myself as well, to see how can I get on in these situations. It's a brand new show. It's exciting. So I headed out there and I can't say too much because it is 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Now, if you like to binge, you can literally watch them all in one go. It's starts next
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes, Wednesday the 5th. So,
this
watch
really
out for
it. This
is
exciting though. Like, have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I've never done any, the only reality TV that I ever did was with the Saturdays. We had our own reality TV shows. Like, we did a few. We did one with the E! Channel over in LA. Like, we did 3 months of that.
Just in LA
for 3 months. And that was great, but this is very different because it's a competition.
Yeah,
and like it was very physically, very like it was very dangerous, to be honest. Like, we even like were told, like, you know, the health and safety came in and they listed out all the different things that could potentially happen to us, like between like getting bitten by like an animal or an insect or falling, because like a lot of the challenges were like you'd be up on a few hundred feet in the air and you have got a little harness on, but like anything could happen, you know.
Yeah, you're not trusting it that much. But also like I was very lucky. I got a preview of the first 2 episodes of the show.
Yeah,
like there is a scene of Mel B in the water with crocodiles.
I swam with the crocodiles as well. Like, I actually did. And you don't even, because you've so much adrenaline running through your body that like you don't even think about it and you just do it. This is in the jungle and like all the wildlife are all in there. The rivers, they're like, you don't know what, so you can't like scope it all out and go on. I don't know if there is there might be a crocodile over there. There were. But yeah, I'm still here to live to tell the tale.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We were talking about us. I mentioned Mel B there. What other celebrities are you up against?
Okay, so the way I remember this is where we were sleeping. So it was similar to Big Brother. Yeah, so like you can imagine it's all in one room. So it was just like, it kind of looked like a Moana hut where we had no windows and doors. We had the Pacific Ocean, shark infested waters, remote area, no civilization around us. And here I was, me, Una from Thurles, with Lottie Moss next to me. It's Steph McGovern, Mel B, Boris Becker, Colin Bikini, Big Sue, Lawrence Llewellyn Bone, Shirley Ballas, Danny Cipriani, Joe Thomas, and Leomi Anderson. Yeah, and I was just sitting there, I was actually going, what the hell is going on here?
My favourite thing about you all the time is the fact that you constantly just go, I'm just seeing it from Thurles.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I was like, and I went in there first, honestly, like, Laura, I'd be a big talker, like, and I'm quite confident and all of that, but I was so intimidated by everyone. I was in awe and I was just starstruck and everything else. Big personalities. For the first thing, I have to say, I was very quiet. If you do watch the show, you'll notice, like, I don't come out of my shell until a little bit later. Yeah. Because at the beginning, I was really shy, actually. I found myself, I felt like a new kid in school. And I guess because I haven't really, even though I'm doing a lot of, like, music and I've been on TV lots of times, but I've never been in that situation. And I think some of the others felt more confident with it and comfortable. But being mic'd up and having cameras on you and getting to know people publicly, it's a very strange thing. You don't, like, you know when you, like, meet people and you get a chance to chat, but if you imagine if you're all mic'd up and there was cameras on you, you are aware of it.
Yeah.
So I was nervous of that, but then after a while, and as the numbers kind of whittled down, I kind of came out of my shell. And yeah,
you got to trust people a little bit more as well.
Yeah, and just got to know them on like a personal level. Not like being totally starstruck by Mel B, by the way. I was just like,
I don't think you realise either. Like, and you just have to bring it back into this. It's like, obviously, like, Mel B for, like, us growing up was like Spice Girls.
Yeah.
But then you stepped into that because we had Girls Aloud, then we had the Saturdays. Like, I think you forget that you were such a part of pop culture.
I totally forget about it. Like, I know. Yeah. But anyway, I was out there in Costa Rica and Bear Grylls, he was like Action Man. He'd come along. Holly Willoughby was hosting it.
Yeah.
And she's so pretty and she was coming in her gorgeous dresses and she came down to deliver the news of what tasks or what challenges we were doing. And then if your team, then we were put into two different teams. Yeah. And if your team loses in the challenge, which were very physically and mentally demanding, you were then put into the bear pit. And when you're in the bear pit, that's where bear comes in and hunts you down. Four exits, five people in there. So you have to either evade him, which is hide from him, or try and get out. And if he catches you, which he can literally pounce down from a tree or come up behind you, or you could get trapped in a net or... And this is all in really rough terrain as well. Yeah. It's like there are like snakes in there. It's like the jungle. Then you're out. You're sent home. Or he can give you a chance as well. He does. He gives second chances as well.
Okay, so it's kind of all about Terry's feelings. That's the bear pit then.
That's the bear pit. Yeah. So that's really scary in there. Oh, and it's so hot because the humidity over there in Costa Rica at that time was horrendous, you know?
I know you were talking obviously about like how this is like real life, real time. There's so much going on. Mm. There were reports obviously that Lawrence Llewyn Bowen nearly died after being dragged under a boat. Like, is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, because we were going to have some skills with Bear Grylls because I was going to be in the bear pit the next day. And I saw their challenge and I saw there was ambulance all around and you could see him on the oxygen mask and they were like, it's really everything. You know when you just walk into an atmosphere and it was very, very serious and everyone's faces and everything, they were like, he's really bad. Like some people said he could die, you know. So it is actually really, it is a life-threatening show to do. It's well, thankfully he pulled through and he was great. Yeah. He was back again. He actually went into the bear pit again. So, and also Steph had a really bad knock as well. She was hanging off a cliff and she had a really bad bash against the rocks. There was a few. It's definitely worth watching to see
how
the celebrities hurting themselves, basically. Yeah,
you've obviously named some big names. Talked about Mel B there as well. You mentioned Lonnie Moss at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And like, is there anyone that you bonded with in there? Because at the end of the day, you know, everybody's like, you know, a celeb name. But when you're in this, it's, you know, like you talked about, like the mad terrain that's going on. There's a bear hunt. There's people. You kind of
so much going on.
Everything strips away a little bit.
And then we had that, like all the celebrity shows, like, say, Big Brother or reality shows and The Jungle, you have your diary room, do you know?
Yeah.
So we used to go, they call it, they'd go, Una to cabin one. There's cabin one and cabin two. And you know, you'd be so wrecked like from what you've done all day and you still then have to, like, you know, do the kind of narrating basically of what's been happened. So I'm walking into the bear pit and, you know, you have to take yourself back. It's actually, that is a skill in itself and that's something I found like hard because I think some of the others have done a lot of it. So I was a bit like, it took me a while to find my feet with it. But after a while, you get used to it, you know?
You're like, I'm here telling a story.
Yeah, telling a story is easier, but like, it is quite exhausting and you don't even know what time of day it is because we had no phones and we had no TV and no sense of anything really. But yeah, I did bond with everyone actually. I got on with everyone. Thank God I didn't fall out with anyone.
I didn't know.
No, there was a few tensions going on like with everyone, especially in the tasks. Oh, it was like quite tense. There was one particular task, like that everyone was rowing, like it was okay. Yeah, so
great.
You know when you watch like the Jungle Line with Celebrity and they're all like yay woo, and I was like going, ours is not like that, like we have moments where we're like nearly killing each other, so yeah.
is there any one person in particular though that you like came away from it going,
well, I actually luckily got to chat to Mel B before we went in, and like fantastic. I actually did bond with her before we went in, which was really nice because I kind of then I didn't feel so starstruck around her. She was just like, no, it's just Mel.
Just Mel.
Mel. And then Lottie is lovely. Yeah. She's such a lovely girl. And Steph got on so great with Steph. And everyone else. I got on great with everyone. Lawrence Llewellyn Bone is one of the most funniest people I've ever met in my life. Yeah. He's hilarious. Like, I even just, like, he just kind of give you a look and he'd say something and he'd come out with something so witty, just so talented, like natural wit like that. And Big Zoo, then he was great. He's like a rapper and a chef. I don't think many people really know him here, but he's like kind of.
No, and he's
young,
a big character as well.
Very, very big character. Lie. Like, yeah, larger than life.
Yeah.
And he was our chef. So we were fed out with the smoke, like it's like it was a bit. We weren't eating cockroaches or anything like that, or snails. We were eating really nice meals. Yeah. So, in a way,
I'm
that we were really,
yeah,
we were really well looked after, but we were really put through our paces at the same time. You know,
it was a lot of everything going on. I'm really excited about it. Just like your description of it, it sounds like a roller coaster in a whirlwind.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and you seem to have come away with it with like memories of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's so surreal. And even like we had a psychologist there as well to say to prepare yourself because. When you come out, you might have a bit of PTSD because it's you know, you're taken away from something. It's not the real world.
Yeah.
And there's really loud noises and the noise of the ocean at night and just different things. Like it's when I came home back to Thurles, I came back with a bang. I was like, what is going on? And even when I got my phone back first, I was just like, it just felt weird looking at it again. And it was like, when did it end happen in the world? Now, I did get to make a call home.
Great,
and we all did. We all did. And I wasn't the only one with young children. Like Steph is a little 4-year-old girl and Mel B has got kids. Look, they all have kids actually as well. And Joe Thomas, we're really homesick, and partners and everyone had like, you know, a phone call home. So we weren't totally disconnected.
And it's a nice check-in as well for your family members. I feel like sometimes when, you know, when you go off to do all these things, it's fine because you're in control.
Yeah.
It's everyone left behind that's kind of going, oh my God, I wonder if they're all like...
So no news is good news then. Because like my mother was like saying, you'll be phoned. The production will call you if anything happens. So I reckon she was just going, oh thank God, the phone's not ringing.
Don't need this phone call on top of me. We've talked about Thurles loads. You're back living in Tip full time. How's that going for you?
Loving it. Yeah. It's like, it's just my safe place and it's my home. It always has been. That's where I grew up and that's where I'm back again. My kids are very settled there and like luckily for me with what I do, I get to travel and I get to do exciting things like this. Like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's always lovely to be able to go home and like, you know, the lovely people of Thurles and that as well. It's just like they know me of old, so it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's great that you get to raise your kids in such a fantastic environment.
They're literally going, like Aoife's going to the same school that I went to.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
It's mad. It's so completely normal. But like at the same time, it's like, and I say this again, it's like, you know, talk about Spice Girls. Talk about Saturdays. It's like, you know, like, oh my God, her mom's on Saturdays.
She doesn't care about Saturdays. That's why when they heard it was Netflix, they were like, oh my God, Netflix. Cool. Mum, you're a bit cool now. Actually, she did say to me I was cool because apparently there was a TikTok trend with the Saturdays ego, and she said, do you know what, I think he actually were quite cool because there's a trend on TikTok at the minute. I was like, hang on, that was a hit in its day, you know.
It was an absolute hit in its day. Una, thank you so much for
joining us
today. It was so great to have you in. Celebrity Bear Hunt is coming out next Wednesday, the 5th of February on Netflix. You're definitely going to want to go and see it. I'm dying for the rest of the episodes now, as I said.
You can binge them as well. It's all out in one go. 8 episodes.
Fantastic stuff. Una Healy, thank you so much.
Thank you.